Okay, today's daf is Vachim Pei Zayin. We're at the bottom now in Pei Vavim Beis, 205 by Itmar. So the Gemara begins now. It's discussing when the Basar that's on the Mizbech, when's that considered to be Mu'ukah. So it begins with the Machloikis Amarayim. Itmar, Pirshu Koidem Chatzos, V'Hachzirun La'Acher Chatzos. So the question was, it came off the Ma'arocha before Chatzos, but they put it on after Chatzos. So they didn't really, burn it up. It wasn't done by Chatzos. So what's the din? Rabba Omar Chatzos Sheni Okalton. The second Chatzos, meaning the Chatzos on the following night, is going to consider to be Mu'ukal, right? And if they were taken off on the Marocha, then you don't have to put them on. Rav Chisda Omar Omar Hashachar Okalton. According to Rav Chisda, it's Omar Hashachar on the following the first chatzos, and therefore, if they were taken off, then they don't have to be put back on. So I saw interesting brought down in the Cheshukei Chemed. So he has a discussion about chatzos. So the question was tikun chatzos olimin hatorah ma'adif. So what's better? So it begins by saying, since that someone's asking him the question, and says, I never saw by my Rebbeim saying Tikkun Chatzos, but is there an Inyan to do this or not? Is that better? If I have time, I get up, I learn anyway, maybe I should be saying Tikkun Chatzos. So the first thing tells me is Lo Re'ina Ein Araya. Just because you didn't see your Rebbeim doing this doesn't mean that they didn't. It could be they did in the privacy of their own home. It's interesting that we had Rav Avram Shorshli to come speak in the shul, and he was speaking about Kedushas Hadibur, right? It's on Mayu Torah. But he was speaking about, you would never find a refined person, like a professor, speaking using slang. And there's a phrase that people use, and it doesn't necessarily mean it what people think, but sometimes people say a phrase and sometimes they say, no worries, no worries, right? Doesn't mean there's no worries whatsoever. There's things we should be worried about, right? Because if you look at the beginning in Siman Aleph, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right? Roy lechol yirei shemayim shehei meitzar v'doeg. You should be concerned and worried al churban beis hamikdash in Yonah Diyoma, the 3 weeks. You should be doeg al churban. So you see, there's no such thing as no worries. What do you mean? That's not what the person means. They say no worries. It's slang, but it means there are things I'm supposed to be worried about. So one of the things that's brought down here, the Mishnah brings in Sifkot and Tess, he says, Roy Lechol Hamikubalim Herichum Od Begodol Milas Kimas Chatzos Kirabahi. There's a big Indian to say what's it called? To say Tikkun Chatzos. So the question is, what should he do? So he brings in the Sefer Yesod V'Shor Shavoda Shemaylis Tikkun Chatzos Hi Atzuma V'Kosav Hari Shehi Chashuva Yoser Milimud HaTorah. So according to that, it sounds like if you have a choice, you should say Tikkun Chatzos. But then he hedges it back and he says, there's something Poskim B'Shem Hari Shemaylis Amiras Tikkun Chatzos Gadol Yoser Milimud HaTorah Divri Hari Amurim Be'Odim Shekevar Nizgadol B'Torah. We're talking about a big already. Everything he does is l'shem shemayim. Avav bocher o ba'adam shadayin lo zochu lezeh limud Torah odif. So he says that maybe it's better for such a person on that level that he should be actually learning during that. But he says, you shouldn't. Let's open it up one more time. At the very end, he says it doesn't mean you don't do anything. Right? Whereas v'day she'omer es perik mizmor la'osaf. Right? V'ulai Gamal Naharos Bavil Vyotz Beze Yide Chovas Gam Mailis Tikkun Chatzos. So it says, even if you're learning, you should also be saying something to that. Okay, we got onto that just agav because the Gemara here is talking about Chatzos. So now back in it says like this. Omri be Rav. They said over in the yeshiva of Rav. My time at Rav Chisda, what's the reason of Rav Chisda who holds that it's Elos HaShachar, holds it's Mukal? Why it's a Kavachomer. Uma Chatzos She'ein Oselina. By Chatzos does make it into Lina, Oise equal, but does make it into equal. Amr HaShachar Sh'Oise Lina, Ein Adin Sh'Oise equal, then Amr HaShachar certainly makes it into Lina, then certainly should make it into equal. So where's the source for that? One second, let's just open up the Chumash. Rashi brings, it's based upon Pasuk in Mishpatim. Do we have it? Yeah. The Pasuk says in Perek Chav Gimel, Lo sizbach al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Right, that's the source for this halacha. So then, Not only is that a machlokas amaron, there's another machlokas. Pirshu kodem chatzos, if it was separated, taken off before chatzos, the hechaziu and la'achar amar hashachar, and they put it on after amar hashachar. So Rabba oimer chatzos sheni ochalton, that's the second chatzos that makes it, that's when the equal takes place, meaning, and therefore if it was, you know, taken off before this, you don't put it back on. Rav Chista omer ein behen equal la'olam. He says, no, they're never going to be put back, right? In other words, they're put back on the day, but they burn until they're like, you burn them to the deshin, right? So these two, you have Machlokes Rav and Rav Chista on two separate things, so they both agree that any of these Eivarim that weren't on the Mizbeach by Chatzos, that's not considered to be, they were Mu'ukal, right? So Maskif La Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Hezakasha. Uman Leimelan the chatzos berosh hamizbeach. One second. How do you know that this is talking about when these Eivarim are on the rosh hamizbeach? The meshavi lehu equal. That's when we consider that the equal took place. Dilma kol hecha, any place the meshkacha lehu meshavi lehu equal. Any place you find it. So shalchu meitam, they send from there, meaning from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchasa kirav Yosef. So the halacha follows Rav Yosef that once the chatzos passes, it's over, then we would assume it to be, what's it called? Mu'ukal, right? The Rambam paskens like this in Maisei Korbanos. Maisei Korbanos. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Eivarim shepaku me'al ha-mizbeach. So you have like the Eivarim that they came off of the Mizbeach. Im yesh behen mamesh afilu paku achar chatzos alayla. If they really had something on it, even they came off after chatzos, yachzor, you put them back on, shnemar al mokda al mizbeach kol halayla. Vim ein behen mamesh, but there's really nothing of real substance on there. Afilu paku kodem chatzos, they came off before chatzos, lo yachzor, you don't put them back on. So the meat became like burned up and dry like wood. So kodem chatzos, this happens, yachzir, you put it back on. Acher chatzos, lo yachzir. But if it's after chatzos, then we don't put them back on. Itmar nami, right? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, pershu kodem chatzos, vehechazir and acher chatzos, lo nehenin velo moalin. Right? If they were taken off before chatzos, and the point afterwards, so there is no hana from them lechatchila, right? And there's no me'ila for them, because the mitzvah of them being burned up happens after chatzos. On this, lo nehenin is actually machloikis. Rashi says, ein, it's like five lines before it's thin. Ein molim behen v'lo tzorek lahachazirun v'yotzu midei me'ila gassin lo nehenem midurabonin. That's the key line. Rashi learns that there's this is like an in midurabonin. And Tosus over here, Dirham Aschel lo nehenem, says, Rabbeinu hayi meforish min ha-Torah. So this is a real actual deraisa. Right, according to Rashi, you say like it's a durabonin because you don't want it to be like disrespectful to them. Okay, weiter v'chein tana bar kapara pershu koydim chatzos v'hechaziru na'acher chatzos. They came up before chatzos, you put them back on after chatzos. Yoytzin midei meila. So then there's no problem of meila. Amr le Rav Papa la Abaye v'chein me'acher deshalchu mitam hilchusuk Rav Yosef. Since we already got the message from there from Eretz Yisrael, hachfaz of Yosef. V'amr Rav Chiya bar Abba v'chein tani bar Kapara Rabba v'Rav Chizda my pligi. So what's the actual machlokes we started off with between Rabba and Rav Chizda, right? So amr le v'shmeinim, they're arguing on these fatty things. Rashi says v'shmeinim afilu hukshu lo hav yikul d'shmonim ma'akvan miliasos dashen, because it's so fatty that they don't get burned up so well, they don't get consumed because all that like fat that's surrounding it, so therefore chatzos might not actually be the time for when it becomes the equal sets in. Okay, then now the Gemara just talks about the din of lina if it's on top of the mizbeach. Boy mine rava me rabba lina moeles beroshe shel mizbeach o eina moeles beroshe shel mizbeach. Does if it's left over there on top of the mizbeach, does that count? Is it mainly not? Sehechi dami, what exactly are the circumstances over here? Se'ilema, and again we say over and over again that ilema is always a suggested answer that's going to be immediately rejected. Se'ilema lo yardu, If you're going to tell me that they didn't come down off the Mizbeach, and the halacha would be obvious. Hasha Lonuba Zarf, it was like a regular case of Nosar, Amma Delo Yardu, and he says that it doesn't come down, but Rosho Mizbeach, me boy, like, you even have to ask me a question on that. Is it even necessary to tell me that it won't come down? So the El de Yardu. So really the questions like this, a case where they were left over on top of the Rosh Mizbeach, but Yardu, they came down after also Shachar, right? So L'shulchan Medamin Ale Law, do we compare this to a case of something that was left on the Shulchan? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Menachos. Afilu hein al ha-shulchan yamim rabim, ein bekach klum. Even if you had the lechem haponim, which was supposed to be replaced every single Shabbos, but it was on there for many days after Shabbos, so then there's no problem with that. There's a Rambam over here in Tamidim Musafim. The Rambam says in, this is now Perek Hey, Yud Gimel, Kitzi Yasav Lechem Lazichin, Shesidun Lacher HaShabbos, Yenichem Sham Al HaShulchan Ad Shiyavar Alehem Yom HaShabbos Vehein Musudarim, Ve'achakach Yaktiru HaBazichin LeShabbos HaBol, Ve'achar Shabbos Shavol, Alehem Hein Musun, Afilu, the end part, Shafilu Nishar HaLechem Im HaBazichin Al HaShulchan Kam HaShabbosos, even if you had the Lechem upon him was there, and like the, you had the Bazichin, like these bowls were on there, and it was lived for many weeks. Ein bekach klum, right? We paskin like that Mishnah. So that's one way of looking at it. So therefore, it shouldn't be a problem over here as well. Odilmo, maybe the other way. Lekarka midaminan. So we know we compare it to these evarim are like that was left on the karka, and then that would be a regular case of nosar, and you would not put them back on, right? So amr le ein lina barosh shom izbeach. So Rava answers back, nope, there's no lina for that if it's left on top of the Mizbeach. So our guys, what was Rava's response? Kibla mine olo. Did he accept this from Rava or not? So Tashma, let's work it out. De itmar. Evarim shalanu ba'azara. Yet these are on, they were left on the Azara. Mekate v'holich kol halayla. So you can put them on the Mizbeach all night long. With the provision that they were put there before Alos, right? Lan berosh hasham mizbeach, if they're put on the top of that, makdiv holich laolam, you could go forever, no matter how much time has passed. The Rambam here in the Psul Mukdashim brings this down as well. One second, let's find this in Gimel Yud Aleph. Evarim v'chalavim v'kamatzim shalan v'rosh sham mizbeach was left on the top of the mizbeach ki'ilu lanu ba'azara. It's as if it was in the azara. V'im yardu lo yaluf. So if it came down, don't put it back. Aval im lo yardu. But if it didn't come down, maktirin osan la'olam. We do it forever and ever. I mean, there's no time limit. That's how the Rambam paskins. Now, yardu. If they did come down, Rabba Amar yalu. You put them back up. Rava Omer lo yalu. Rava says you don't come back. So you see, Shema Minah. Excuse me. Shema Minah. You see from here, lo kibla mine. He didn't accept. Rava didn't accept Rava's answer. Yeah, Shema Minah. You see from here that he doesn't do it. Fine. Okay. Now the next topic that Mora comes on to today's daf is, can a kli sharis be mekadish or not? So according to Mishnah, kishem shemizbech mekadish. Right. Just like the Mizbech is, so too that the Kevesh does, and the Klisharis. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Hanogeya b'Mizbeach. Right, anything that touches the Mizbech. So where's this from? This is Perk Chavtes. Let's find the Pasuk. This is in Parshas Kitzaveh. Shivas yomim techaper al hamizbech v'kidashta oso v'hay hamizbech kodesh kadoshim kol hanogeya b'mikdash b'mizbeach. Is it wrong? Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yikdash. So anything that's there, right? That's the first pasuk. So what do you learn from us? Hanogeya b'mizbeach ein li el mizbeach. All I know from here is that the mizbeach is mekadish. Kevesh minayin. So how do I know for? Tamaloymer es hamizbeach. So that pasuk, skip it out a little bit. Esa Mizbeach is in Pekudei, the pasuk over here, Perek Mem, pasuk Yud, Umashachta es Mizbach Ha'olav es Kol Kelav V'kidashta es HaMizbeach. That's it. V'hai HaMizbeach Kodesh Kadoshim. So from here, you learn that from the Mizbeach is as well, right? Klei Sharis Minayin. How do I know that is? Satam Alomar Kol HaNogeh Behem Yikdash. Anything that touches them becomes it. I'm playing like a kisiso. Where's that posik? Vikidashto osam v'hayu kodesh kadoshim kol hanageh behem yikdash. Right, the beginning part of kisiso. So therefore, now we have sources for all these. Boy mine reish lakish mereb yochanan klisharis maushi kadshu es psulin. So the question is like this: would the klisharis work to for something that's possible? Omer lay, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Tinisuot, we learned already like this. Keshem shamizbech v'hakevesh mekadshin es aroi lohen kach kelim mekadshim. Just like the mizbech and the kevesh do it, so too the kelim also is mekadish things that you put into them. So Omer lay says Reish Lakish, right? Lichatchila likarev kimi boili. I'm asking, lichatchila, can I do this? Right? Right? So that's a real question. Where's our Rambam? Psulim Mikdashim. Very end of Gimel, Yud Tes. Klisharis Mekadshin Dam Hapostle Likaris. The Rambam passing is that it would work. Hanami Tanein says the Rabbi Yochanan said, we learned also like this in the Mishnah, from the Beis. Shekiblu Psulin Vizarku Es Domo. My life, Shekiblu Psulin Vizarku Psulin, right? So this means the Psulin did both the Kabbalah and the Zrika, right? That's what the Diak is. Because if the Kesheim did the Zrika, then the Emurim are good lichatchila because the Klisharis is Mekadish. So the Reish Lakish says, no, it's not necessarily a good Raya. Lo, Shekibu Psulim, Inamish Zark Psulim. Doesn't mean that they did both Psulim, the Psulim did both the Kabbalah and the Zrika. It could have been the Psulim did only the Kabbalah or the Zrika. But the Mishnah is saying that no. If right, im olu lo yardu, that's our klal. If they went up, they don't come down. But to tell me that a kli sharis is not going to be mekadesh it lichatchila, okay? So that's the how we Reish Lakish does not necessarily hold from the raya from this mishnah. Okay, now the next is the airspace, the avir. So just there's a little bit of a gap in the way that the there was a space from the kevish. There's like a little space by the mizbeach. And then there's the sovev, which is like the ledge that it touches that space, and then it goes down to the yisod underneath it. So the Gemara now wants to know what's the din by the airspace of the mizbeach. Avir mizbeach mizbeach tami olo. So is that like it's really put on there or not? Tashma. Kishem Sha Mizbeach Mekadesh, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. So too, the Kevesh, the ramp is also Mekadeshid. So therefore, Im Olu Lo Yardu, right? We wouldn't take it down. Vi Amad Avir Mizbeach Lav Kmizbeach Dami. And if you're going to tell me now that the airspace is not considered to be like the actual Mizbeach itself, Avir Kevesh Nami Loki Kevesh Dami. Right? So then, and then the what's it called? It would come out that the space of the kevish is not like the kevish itself. Hechi masik le mikevish mizbech. How do you ever get something from something is disqualified? How do you get that from the kevish onto the mizbech? Because at the moment that you actually lift it up from the kevish, it's now considered to be as if it came down, right? Havila yord, as if it came down. Therefore, anything that's possible, you can't put it back on. So the Gemara says no. Denogale, it's a case where he's like dragging it. The Kohen's dragging the korban up, but it never actually went into the avir. So v'ha avir yesh ben kevesh lemizbeach. 1 second, but even if he's dragging it, there still is that little space. Now, like Mar says, because that little it's a gap, it's small, so there's only a miut of the actual aver that's going to be over the avir as it's passing. But you at any time you could stop the press, you don't just say what. Look, pause, where are you up to? So rove of the Aver is going to be either on the Mizbeach or on the Kevesh. So it says, Ruba the Kevesh, the Kevesh. So when the majority of the, we're going Basar Rove, so when the majority of the limb is on the Kevesh, it's like in the Kevesh. Ruba the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's either way you look at it, you're always going to be covered, and that space isn't really going to be a problem. So 1 second, if that's really true, so okay, now that you've come onto this yesod, tifshut miho had the boy Rami Bar Chama. So we can use this yesod now to answer up the question that Rami Bar Chama had. Yesh chibul olin olo. When we have these is there a chibur? Is there is like a connection, right, of the varim that are put on them? In other words, what's the question? When you have a korban, is it considered like one complete unit, or is it considered each part is like separate by itself? So tifsha di yesh chibur. See from here, because what we just said that by the avir when we follow the rov, that there is, it must be connected, right? Halokashya. Tifshut. Yeah, you're right. It's not. You can answer Rabbi Bar Chama's question from that halacha. It's a maskif lo Rabba Bar Bar Chanan. He has a kash on this. V'i amrad avim mizbeach kimizbeach domi. Okay, so if we're going to say this idea that the avir is like the actual mizbeach itself, olas ha'oif de post v'machshava heich mashkachas lo. How could you ever find an olas ha'oif when you had the wrong machshava that you're going to eat it, a day after you did the malik on it? How in the world could you ever find a case where that's going to actually be possible? I was going to speak out, because once your kavan to the olas ha'oif that's only when you wanted to burn it when you couldn't have, right? Since the olas ha'of, you do the malika in the avir of mizbeach, right? Says the Gemara, hakol to mizbeach. It was collate. It was absorbed. It was like a, like I'm thinking in Israel, merkaz klita means an absorption. It was accepted already, right? So therefore, it comes out even if you delayed, actually burning it until the next day, it's not going to come down like any other korban that has lena to it. So maskif lo Rav Shimi bar Ashi alam alo. 1 second. Why is that true? Why can't you have an olas ha'of that become possible because you had the wrong kavanas at the time? You had the wrong machshava. Mashkachas lo ki going to Amr. You'd say the following. Hareini molka. I'm going to do the malika amanas on the condition laharida lamacher to take it down tomorrow. Halosa laktira. And then I'm going to put a back up, and then we're going to be machtir it, right? So if you took it down from the mizbeach on the next day, you can't put it back there up to burn it, because anything that was possible that came down, you don't put it back on. So even if the avir of the mizbeach is like the mizbeach itself, I still found a hechi timsa where you could have an olsa oaf that would become possible. Okay, someone says good. Hanicha l'rava. Okay, that works out very well according to Rava. To Amr, because he holds lina mo'eles b'rosh mizbeach. Right, if he had the lina on the top of the mizbeach, then that works. Ela l'rava to Amr, but according to Rava, who says ein lina mo'eles b'rosh mizbeach leisim machshav. Machshavto, okay? He doesn't have this. This is because even if the next day he's going to take down this olas ha'of, right? He has to put it back there, right? Because it's not really possible. So according to this, that machshava doesn't make it into possible. So it says, Sir Shimba Ashi would say back, L'Rabba Nami Mashkachasla. No, I could even find according to Rabba. Again, we said because according to Rav it worked, but according to Rabba not. So Rabba, I could even give you an answer. It could go on like this. The Amar Hareini Molka Almanas Lahorida Koidim Amar Ashachar. I'm going to do the Malika now on the condition I'm going to take it down before Alois for Amar Ashachar. Halosa, and I'm going to put it back on Lachar Amar Ashachar. So even in this case, according to Rabba, he would agree that when you're taking it off before Alois, yeah, that machshav is going to make it into it, make it to be possible with the psu of lina. Okay, now lahach gisa miha tifshut the avir mizbeach mizbeach dami. So according to this, we can answer up that the avir of the mizbeach is like the mizbeach. The isakadaitach avir mizbeach lav kmizbeach dami. Because if you'd have a havmin. To tell me that the avir of the mizbeach is not like the actual mizbeach. Okay, now on the top of Amud Aleph, chatas ha'of psula hechi maze midoma. So we had a chatas ha'of. We had a chatas ha'of, right? How could you do the? I mean, chazal psula, right? It was possible that you did the malika. So, in other words, how could you do the maza the dam, right? Because when the kohen brings it up in order to do the dam, so you've now taken it off. Havale yorud, right? It's if you actually took it off and now you can't do the dam, because again, the halach is anything that's possible once they're off the mizbeach, you don't put it back on. So sha'ar psulim hechi zorek lahu midama. Any other type of thing that's possible, so how could you do the zrika from there, Dom, right? So it must be, according to this, that the Mizbeach the da'avir of the Mizbech is actually like the Mizbech itself, or else you can never do these things. Simor says, no, that's not necessarily good proof. Could be the Magaluhu. Could be that he's just like pressing it, like there's a negi, he's like touching it against the wall of the Mizbech, but without the dam actually going through the avir. Simor says, one second, ha-hazohi mitzuhu, that's not called hazel, that's not sprinkling, that's squeezing, right? That's the thing you do for the olsa'of, not for a chatas. For hazrika, shvichahu, that's called a zrika, no, that's like spilling, you're pouring it out, right? V'od, and another kasha, asks the Gemara, derech hazel bekach, is this the normally way that you do the hazel, the sprinkling? Derech zrika bekach, right? Is this the way that you do the zrika with this? No, that's not the way you do it. You put the So it must be, since you see from this that the avir of the mizbeach is like the mizbeach. Amar Rav Ashi, id naki lehu b'roish mizbeach hachinami. Right. If the question was the holy with a kohen is where he has the dam or the avarim, he's standing on the top of the mizbeach. You're right. I'm asking. That would be as if that it came down and we're not going to put it back up. Kika Amr, but what's the actual question that's being discussed right here? The whole thing with the Avid Mizbeach, this de Salanhu Bekanya, right? No, what he's doing is he's on the floor. He's holding it, he's totally with a kanya, is like a cane, he's got a pole above the Mizbeach, but he's standing on the floor. He's not up on top of the Rosh Mizbeach, right? My, what's the din over this? So says the Gemara, Teku, right? Literally Teku means it's unresolved, right? There is the common the folklore where some say that Teku is the Rosh Tevis for Tishbi, Yitarz Kushu Sabayus, the Brisk Rav says it can't be like that. Teku means what it says. It means let it stand. It's unresolved. So the Rambam over here, one second, let's find Gimel Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, Psulei Mekdoshin, Per Gimel Yud Beis, Va'avir Mizbeach Kimizbeach. Okay, so that the space of the airspace is like Mizbeach. The Emurim Kodshim Kalim V'Halon Kodim Zrikas Hadam Domim. So you have the Emurim that are put up before the Zrika, Lo Yerd, they don't come down. Shahari Nase Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. So the Meforshim point out over here, it's really the Kesef Mishnah, since the Gemara left it with the Teku, so it's a Suffolk. That's why we're not going to take it down. That's what the Psaka of the Rambam was, since it was, again, the take means it's unresolved, so therefore we're going to be poshut the shaila and not to take it down. Okay, and that brings us up to the next Mishnah. We'll stop here for today. Mishnah, we'll pick it up with the Mishnah on Peches tomorrow's daf.